What time I got it?
Were you sniffing a bunch of dicks? Bunch of powdered dicks down there. 3, 1, 4, go.
What?
And it stopped.
Didn't stop for me.
Nope. Here we go.
Why was there a hobbit ad?
Because hobbits are cool, man. You're talking over the intro.
Wait for it.
I like how Ryan went all fuzzy.
I don't want to move my head. Yeah, but Terry, you want to dance with me like this?
I like it.
Look at Alex. He's the lame one.
Loser.
Loser.
You ain't even dancing.
That's a stupid dance, Alex.
Idiot.
Why
can't
it be the stupid one? Alright. Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 83. Sexy 83. Ryan, we're done dancing. Stop it. Now you're just like, oh, you farted or something. Just, you're like, get away from
better.
It's too much movement for your webcam, Ryan.
It's too classy doing the ass slap. He's like,
take pretty pictures. It's my internet.
Pretty pictures of my internet. What?
My webcam is fine. It's the internet that
yes,
sucks.
Yes, okay. I want to say a quick... Not quick. I want to make this as long as possible. Next hour and a half is just going to be basically me saying thank you to everybody that helped out with the webcam fund.
Yeah, those are my first hashtag.
And Ryan's first hashtag was on about the webcam, so...
Well done.
Thank you guys very much for that. Ryan and Alex both have brand new webcams. Terry as well, actually, because you were using your phone last time.
Brand new.
I think you're most sick as ever. What up, Midnight?
And Ryan's still fuzzy. You may need to put on glasses to see Ryan correctly, but his internet is being stupid, so if he moves too much, it just gets all bleh.
You can zoom the camera in.
Yeah, but then you don't see the Christmas tree.
And well, maybe. Pretty. Ryan should have moved his chair in front of a Christmas tree and been in a robe.
Should have put it in front of a fireplace.
You should have seen it earlier, Alex. He put it on follow face, like follow my face thing. He stood up and it was following his dick around. It was really funny.
That's his head.
Yeah. So how are you guys? Alex, how was work? You just got back.
Terrible. People are terrible for leaving their holiday shopping at the last minute. Horrible people.
People are going holiday shopping at your place?
Yeah. There's actually some pretty cool stuff in there.
Is there?
Dude. I went Christmas shopping for my last gift on Christmas morning.
You son of a bitch.
I had my brother. Yep, I got it. I found exactly what I was looking for.
Nice.
What was it?
Oh.
My brother-in-law likes to roll his own tobacco, and so I bought him a little leather pouch like that's made for holding tobacco.
Sean?
Becky.
No, my brother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Matthew.
I didn't hear the in-law part.
He might be here soon, so I might have to skip a podcast because he'll be sleeping in the living room.
You'll be sleeping in the living room?
Hell no. It's my house.
Okay, well, I thought that's what you said. He'll be sleeping in the living room.
In the bed.
I'll sleep in the living room. He'll sleep in my bed.
He'll sleep with his sister.
Oh, no.
Is that Matt? Is that Matt?
No. Ryan is not amused.
Yeah, mm-mm. It's Matt.
Mm-mm. I might have him on the podcast. I don't know how, but maybe.
He'll just be in the back couch there, just lying there with the dogs.
Well, I should probably send this off to you sometime soon.
Yeah, Sarah wants to be on a podcast.
Wake her up.
Yeah.
Get her in here.
Now's her time. Tell her now's her time or else
never. You want to be honest. One and only chance.
Doesn't stay up late.
No, she does not.
She does tonight.
No, she does not.
Podcast, she's going to stay up late tonight.
This guy just said, I didn't Puddles was black.
What?
Okay. I didn't okay. Puddles was black.
Fair enough.
Yes.
I guess.
So, I saw Hobbit the day after the podcast last week.
Huh?
And it was fantastic. It was way better than I thought it was going to be.
I hear people saying, oh, it sucks.
It sucks? Like, the actual story sucks? Or them seeing it in the 48 frames?
I didn't care, so.
I didn't care enough to listen to it.
It's all another movie, whatever.
Nah, I thought it was really good. I need to go see it in 48 frames in 3D and crap, because I want to see how they've progressed, I guess, if you know, with that crap. But it was good. I was entertained the whole time. You know, that's always a plus in a movie, right?
That's the point.
It didn't feel really long, like the other Lord of the Rings. Like when you're sitting down watching them, you're sitting there like, oh, okay.
How long was it actually?
2.5, 2:40, somewhere around there, I think.
It's pretty long.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's not a long movie. I'm just saying it didn't feel long.
Right.
Like my dick feels long.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't feel long.
We'll go with that.
Well done, Ryan. Well done.
A lot of dick jokes tonight from you, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Tis the season, right?
Tis the season for dick. Santa comes in there with his dick.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Someone complimented me on my shirt, bot. And you know, it's pretty too sweet.
Pretty.
Just limited damn, edition and all. Woo. So yeah, if you guys feel like getting yourself one, snatching it, it's pretty awesome. Honestly, every new
your
shirt that
completely backwards.
What?
Your room's completely backwards. From my childhood.
Oh, yes. I didn't know what you were referring it to, like comparing it to. Your room
like
is completely backwards compared to a giraffe.
Your keyboard was always by your poster over there. Back over there, where by your computer and your TV that was kitty corner, that big-ass TV you had for the longest time.
Oh, my 52, yeah. The projection TV.
The projection TV that somehow had
like this
coax cable, or not coax cables, HD cables in the back, even though it was fucking old.
I know, it was a projection. It only displayed in SD and in 4x3. It was square. That was the seller.
That was the key.
It was square.
No,
these people are actual height.
Are you talking, Ryan?
Yeah. Can you not hear me?
I think he's talking, but I can't hear him.
I can hear him.
Oh. I turned this down.
Dumbass.
Dummy.
What was I saying previously?
I don't know. I couldn't hear you.
You were saying previously?
Yeah, what? You were saying something?
Hmm?
Ryan?
Apparently not. I don't remember.
I don't think you were.
Oh.
All right, next topic.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
We all hate the Hobbit. All right, next.
Real quick, shout out to Mr. Joe Parker. He's already taken advantage of the new chip-in down below to get more webcams for people. So thank you for the donation, Joe. It was awesome.
Woo!
If you guys want to help out, it's down below. It's because of you guys that these two fuckers over here, they got... You
that's
can't
right,
see
here.
Right here. He's there. Ryan, wait, no. No, Alex. Right Alex now. Is that way, and then Ryan's below me. Hey, Ryan, it's like Brady Bunch, you know. It's because of you guys.
Fucker one and fucker two.
It's because of you guys that we were able to get them brand new webcams. Unfortunately, Ryan's internet can't keep up with it. But it's not the webcams. Ryan, you did take a picture earlier today. I saw it. It was beautiful.
I was
really surprised at how well that picture came out from your webcam.
Look at this $5 duty.
Look at this old piece of shit.
How archaic.
I know.
It's terrible.
I think it's like... It doesn't even say how many megapixels. It just says megapixel.
That's probably because it's only one.
Got one megapixel.
There you go.
Yep. We have 150 people in here. That's pretty cool. I think that's a little bit more than last time. Last time we only had like 80 or something, so that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Sure is.
I don't believe you.
Oh. Well, it's 147 now.
Oh, look at you offended people.
See, Terry, you scared off three people.
You put people on the spot. Don't blame Terry.
Yeah.
You, sir.
What, they get embarrassed because they're watching us? Oh, shit. They know I'm here.
Go, get out.
Internet. I don't know what that means.
What's up?
I'm just reading the chat.
Oh, okay. Again, we should actually do a couple of shout-outs because we don't really do a whole lot of shout-outs amongst our things. Just
shout-outs.
We do have a Facebook. Team Mongoose has a community little Facebook or whatever, so you guys should go like that. You know, I got a Facebook. Everybody here has Twitters. In fact, their Twitters are... hold on here. Which one is
supposed to be on screen?
Bam! Right there on screen. Alex is not there because he wasn't here when I wrote it. So don't worry about him.
Oh, damn.
Because obviously he's gone now, so it doesn't. No one. He's not there. Boop, and Alex is back.
I've been here the whole time. What the fuck?
Visually, you weren't.
We were about to start when I texted you and was like, "You coming?" And then you came so hard, and we waited for you.
It was gross.
I came when you asked me to, Ryan.
Yeah.
You always come when I ask you to.
Yeah, dude.
How you like a butterfly? I got you a little love. You remember I told you I loved you? I was like, you know.
And Zach, you know, and I was like, oh my fucking god.
Yes.
Catch more flies with honey.
And Ryan's made of honey. He covered in flies.
Nobody likes being around.
What are you doing, Ryan?
Okay. Ryan.
I was worried.
I thought I was going to move.
Be upset you.
Well, I thought he was going to.
There's spiders in the room.
There's spiders? That is
it. Just growling at you.
I like how, like, Ryan, you had like this little moment with your headset where you were just like, just come on, just shut up. This is live.
Don't do this to me right now.
You're embarrassing me right now.
In front of everyone.
Anyways, all smiles here. So we got awards to do. Pointless awards that only mean anything.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So you guys want to do that now? Just fucking bang it out?
Might as well.
All right. What do you guys want to start with?
From the top?
Let's start with whatever. Best Cat. Because I feel
the
like
Golden Bessie Awards.
That's the most controversial one.
Golden Bessie Awards.
The Golden Bessie, that's just goes to Bessie.
No, correction, the Glodden Bessie.
The Glodden Bessies.
The Glodden Bessies. Right.
The Glodden.
Very good spelling, Greg. A++. All right, so everybody in the chat, spam your favorite cat. It's between Tard and Colonel Meow. For those who do not, everybody who knows who Tard is, but some people may not know who Colonel Meow is.
I gotta go with the Colonel.
You know what? I
apparently I am best cat.
Oh,
check out Colonel Meow.
Okay.
Because he's fucking—he's destroying planets. What, Ryan?
I couldn't catch the link.
Oh,
look at that,
dude! Colonel Meow is the shit. I think, man.
Colonel Meow will rip your face off.
Yeah. I mean, but just look at that picture right there.
They like Tard.
Yeah, everyone's going for Tard.
Everybody going for Tard because they don't know the Colonel. All right.
Right.
How about, guys? Did I mind post?
It deleted your link.
Huh?
Why?
Because you're not me.
You, that's why.
You can't post links.
Oh, other people posted.
Okay, I don't know. Whatever. Fuck it. Everybody's saying shit now.
All right. So, Terry, you voted for Colonel, right?
Yep.
I'm voting for Colonel. Ryan?
I'll vote for the Colonel. I like him.
Alex?
Colonel, because he scares me.
It's unanimous. It's the Colonel. Colonel! Colonel Meow wins Best Cat of 2012.
Wait for it.
It's great, because your guys' votes don't count.
Bam!
Hey! Woo! Nice.
Nice. Nice. That was nice. Why is Terry on my big screen all of a sudden?
Because me! Yeah!
All right. So, best drawing tune of 2012. We have Sword Art Online, Legend of Korra, Adventure Time, and Regular Show. It's a toss-up, I know, because Korra was fantastic. They came back fucking strong as shit. Adventure Time and Regular Show, both.
Just classic. Consistently strong.
It's just good. And Sword Art, fucking out of the gates, brand new, something else. It's awesome.
Look at, there's a lot of Sword Art. A lot of Adventure Time.
Here comes the Adventure Time.
Yup.
I'm going to have to put it between Adventure Time and Regular Show.
For me, personally, Regular Show. I think Regular Show just fucking takes the cake.
It's tough.
Yeah, you got everything in that show. I can't even list stuff, because if I list things, I'm just going to just endless list. It doesn't stop.
I am going to go with Korra.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Ryan? No? He doesn't know any of these?
I've never seen any of them.
Yeah. Ryan's not a tune person.
So Ryan votes Adventure Time. I vote Adventure Time.
I hereby give my vote to Terry.
Well, Adventure shit. Time wins. Adventure Time wins, everybody. Adventure Time, best drawing tune of 2012. That was pretty simple.
Hey, somebody wants to know when we're getting to sexiest mongoose
right here now.
We're not.
If I don't know what we're talking about.
We're not.
What, Ryan? You were, what?
If I don't know what we're talking about, Terry has my vote.
I like it.
That's fucked up.
That lot.
All right.
I came for you, Ryan. I came for you, Ryan.
Yeah, but I came for Terry.
No, as you could see, no one comes from me.
Terry came for you.
Yeah, well, fuck Ryan. I came for you then, Dwight.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I like my sideways thumbs.
Yep, shit
it's
up
like
there
I'm driving my thumbs.
Asshole.
It's your invisible.
Ryan, you're super quiet, man.
Ah!
That doesn't make. That wasn't any louder. That was
better.
Weird.
Just do that all the time.
All right, let's go. Best DLC. We got Borderlands 2, Battlefield 3, and Skyrim on the list.
Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Battlefield.
Wow. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm going Skyrim.
Hey, it's not that Skyrim was bad. It's just there's so much from Battlefield.
So much.
And it came out around the same time, and Battlefield has so much more.
But Battlefield 3 has also been out for much longer. I think Well, I guess Skyrim has too. Skyrim and Battlefield
came out around the same time.
Yeah, it was around the same time. Skyrim was 2 weeks before November.
Yeah.
And then Battlefield was probably November.
I think it was November like 20th or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 2 weeks apart.
Huh.
Also, all of Battlefield's DLC is on all of the systems. Skyrim's still lagging on PS3.
And PC, apparently.
PC.
Well, PS3, they still don't have...
Yeah, they still don't
first
have
one, Dawnguard, right?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. But I guess it's like their patching system or something. They can't figure out a hole to get into.
Can't find the right hole.
They can't find the right hole.
There's a lot of holes, but you gotta find the right
one. Gotta find the right one. Alright, so best indie game. We have Chivalry, of course. Journey, FTL, Shoot Many Robots, Fez... Oh, and Retro City Rampage.
Good year.
It's honestly, that's a very short list, because there was Botanicula, which I played through. Fucking fantastic. There was, there was a lot. I have a lot on my Steam list that I still haven't even played through. that I'm really excited for.
I like Chivalry.
I'm going Journey.
I was
honestly
gonna go Journey. Yeah.
Journey was
I haven't played it, so I can't tell you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Shoot Mini Robots.
Okay, so that's robots, one for game. Shoot Mini Robots.
Strong game.
Yeah. One for Chivalry and 2-2 for Journey. Man, well, fucking Journey took it. How many PS3 users out there have played Journey and you let it suck your dick? Because it's that good.
You let somebody suck your dick, you gay.
Nah, I let it.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
Good game.
Yeah, I'll go gay for that game.
Mm-hmm.
I did for a while because in that game, you hang out with
dudes. Funny story, I actually did for a while.
Hey, funny story. Let me tell you about the time I went gay playing Journey. Good game. So, Journey has it. Best indie game of the year, guys.
They're saying DayZ.
DayZ is a mod. Penguin, you need to calm your shit because you're just spamming it now. All right, mods that are in the chat, if you see someone repeatedly saying the same thing, that you stop that. Make them stop it.
Shut it down.
DayZ is a mod, not a game, and it's definitely not indie either. Arma is made by a huge company, so. All right, saving those two. Best YouTubes.
Best YouTubes.
Yes. We have How to Get to Level 50 in Borderlands. It's just Borderlands, not Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes. Waiting for Tonight. Beep Bep.
Waiting for Tonight.
Things New Mexicans Say. Ryan, I want to put you on the first vote on this one since you've been kind of absent.
I'm going to go with Waiting for Tonight.
All right. That's one for the Waiting for Tonight.
Giggle so hard.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff. Alex,
I'm going for Waiting for Tonight.
Terry,
Waiting for Tonight.
I'm the same. I was unanimous. Like from the beginning. I was just like, we watched it so many times.
That was a good video.
Yeah. So yeah.
Nothing more to say.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, strong it's just video. It's great. All right, so we have the last three biggest ones. Which one you guys want to do? Movie, TV show, or video game? Let's do movie. You're done.
Need that Jeopardy waiting music.
All right, best movie. We have Batman: The Dark Knight Rises. Right. Or is it just Dark Knight Rises?
Dark Knight Rises.
Avengers, okay. Looper, Wreck-It Ralph, and I'm putting down Hobbit. That was good.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, no one else has seen it, but I'm putting it down. All right. Hobbit was great, but Looper was pretty good too.
Yes, it was.
Looper was good. I actually just finished. But I'm going to give it to Avengers because I had to split Looper up into three different times.
Giving mine to Batman.
Avengers. I fucking love it. There it is. Avengers wins.
I mean, all right.
Well, no, I didn't vote.
Woo!
I didn't vote.
Do I vote?
I didn't vote.
Vote,
I vote for Batman then because fuck you guys.
Gotta break the tie.
We got to break the tie, guys, between Batman and Avengers.
Go.
Vote once. Go. Actually, there's a way for me to do a vote, I think.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Hold on, guys.
Is it?
Hold on, guys.
Hold on, everybody, shut the fuck up for a second. Damn.
Batman! Okay, so it's Moobot poll open.
Give them 1 minute.
Poll open.
And Terry, we will just spam the shit out of this clock button. Ready? Go!
No, don't do that. Stop it.
You guys are assholes.
Asshole.
All right, there you guys go. Poll has opened to vote. Use exclamation point vote Batman or vote Avengers?
Batvengers.
Batvengers.
Now you just get confused, people.
It's not just at Batman or exclamation point and everything like that. God damn, you guys are doing it a lot. You only get one vote, so don't even bother doing it twice.
Does it, like, keep track somewhere?
Yeah. What's up? I got a
what?
I got a moderator bot that now called Moobot, and it does crap like this. It's pretty cool.
Shit, see,
it's people trying to double vote. Moobot is trying to yell at you.
I'm not in the running, you dumb people.
Hobbit didn't make it.
The tiebreaker.
All right, let's close this shit. Was it Moobot?
Time's
poll
up.
Poll close. Moobot. Poll close.
Wait, wait. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Ready?
54% Batman, 46 Avengers.
Whatever.
That's
rigged.
Yeah, that poll. That poll thing is pretty cool. I like that.
It is. I like that.
Stop it. What?
Oh, I gotta go. I get that.
You confused me, Ryan. With your cleverness. See, now Terry's got to go get the door now. All right, so Batman. That's appropriate for Batman. Batman wins best movie of the year. It was pretty good.
Suck on that, you bitches over here.
You pointed the wrong way.
You pointed the wrong way.
Yeah, you pointed the wrong way.
Who's over here?
No one. There's nothing over there.
You're over there. There you go.
Terry's over here.
Yeah, Terry's that way.
Backwards on the screen.
Yeah.
These guys suck.
There you go. All right, so let's move on.
Shot. Good buddy, grab the Remington shotgun.
We have, let's save best video game for last, because I think that one's going to be tough. So let's go best TV show. So we have Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, Sherlock, Breaking Bad, iCarly, which is Alex's, The Walking Dead, Dexter, and Weeds.
God damn.
Game of Thrones. Nope. None of that.
Game of Thrones.
Ryan?
So excited for it to come back.
Ryan.
Game of Thrones.
I'm saying Game of Thrones too. Fucking unanimous.
I love you guys for spamming our Carly right now.
I enjoy all those other shows, but when it's Game of Thrones day, it's like, oh, yeah, shit.
Dude, yeah, when it's Game of Thrones, I'm getting fucking chills just thinking about Game of Thrones day. Hey, Terry, we should make it a day. We should fucking get like a bunch of shit and just like fucking...
Get Viking helmets.
Yeah.
Dude, when Game of Thrones was out, I worked at Bank of the West. My life.
Okay, continue.
Go on.
I hated my life. That was my favorite day, Game of Thrones Day.
We should do a Google Hangout on Game of Thrones Days.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Cool. Then we can watch it together.
It's a date.
Leanne, you can't come.
Yeah. She can come if she wears a fake beard.
Yeah, she can come.
Terry, what? A fake beard when you said that.
Huh?
Why didn't you put on a fake beard when you said that? It would have been more awesome.
Yeah, we forgot to put our costumes on, Terry.
Yeah, wear your fake beard.
I can't do that right now, because otherwise it's going to fuck up the cameras.
Yeah.
But I already got it.
You don't get any fun.
Little ding. That reminds me of old Ryan. The goatee.
Evil Ryan. Yes.
Okay. Let's stop that. This was the last fucking video podcast was just this shit.
Video game of video the year. Game.
We got Halo 4, Assassin's Creed 3, mm-hmm. Border Butts 2, Far Cry 3, and Mass Effect 3. five really good games.
Hmm.
Actually, I wouldn't even really put Assassin's Creed 3 on this list. Well, I'm not done with it yet, but like I'm at like 2 hours into it, and it's tough, like the beginning. So
it's fine. You just gotta get past all that, then you get all the access to the good weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But
mine's gonna go to Halo. I mean, you guys have to know that.
Yeah, we know.
I loved it. I really honestly did.
Do you guys want to do another little vote poll on there?
Let's see.
While you guys think about it a little bit more?
I'm going with Mass Effect. Just because my heart.
Let's just do it. Let's see what happens.
All right. So we're going to open up another poll, guys.
Right, you tell us yours first, then we'll open up a poll. Let's get the people for this.
Mine's Borderlands 2. Yeah, I put in 120 hours
game. I'm going for Halos.
All right.
Well, then that means Halos.
Think of that.
Because there's also Mass Effect, and it's like...
Sonny feels right now.
It's my dog, like, stretching out.
Yeah, no, they've been both doing that.
More like
we'll give Alex some time. Okay,
I'm going to go with Halo just because the multiplayer for Mass Effect was a little repetitive.
Well, shit. Halo wins then. But let's open up a poll anyways. I'm curious of what you guys think.
My heart.
Alex. But poll open. Option one, Halo. Option two.
Stop. Why are you making that face? Right?
Mass Effect 3. And we'll just keep it with those three.
All right, let's do it.
There you guys go. Same as before, but it's a exclamation point vote. Halo 4, Borderlands 2, or Mass Effect 3.
Thumbs up. Shut it down.
Shut it down. Gotta give them a second. They're on a little delay.
See an awful lot of Halo. There's some Borderlands in there.
Mm-hmm. We got a baguette vote.
Someone voted Halo 3.
That'd be Greg.
The late.
Yeah.
Why there no duty? Really?
Really? You know us at all?
What?
Pong?
Yeah, you guys can't vote for your own shit, okay? It doesn't work that way.
Dark Souls is not on there.
Where there no duty? Because it's our vote. We don't want to vote for duty. And duty don't win no Game of the Year shit.
Duty never wins Game of the Year. Well, except for maybe a duty cast. Yeah, how many duty casts are there out there?
You can't scatter him with last year.
Hey, dude, I'm excited.
All right, we're going to close the poll down.
Yeah, Skyrim was 11, 11, 11.
Yup.
Brink 11, was last 11, year, too.
11, 11, 11, 11. What?
Brink was last year, too.
Who voted Brink?
Brink was like 2 years ago.
Hold on now. Who's Brink went voting Brink?
How long did we play Brink for?
A day.
Like a week.
A week, maybe?
Yeah, a week.
No, like 2 days.
Brink was awesome. It's like an awesome concept, but goddamn.
They didn't follow through on it.
Mubot poll close. We have Halo 4 with 64%.
Woo!
There you go.
This is Mass Effect is a whopping 12.
Mass Effect only had 12%.
This is not the crowd I would have thought would be all about that Halo.
Yeah.
All about that Halo. For Halo! Yeah.
So there you go. I like this poll thing. This is a good idea. We ask a question, we get answers.
You have to have one every now and then.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have written down, man. Another quick rundown here. We have Batman as best movie of 2012.
Woo!
Good job, Batman. Your award will be in the mail. Best TV show, Game of Thrones, by far.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot wait. Best video game, Halo 4. Good game.
Great game.
Best indie game, Journey. Just fantastic. That's Terry and my. Did we go? No. Oh, okay. Well, fine. Whatever, Ryan.
Oh, the Inception button.
Best DLC, Battlefield 3.
Woo!
We have best YouTube video, Waiting for Tonight, which is. I'm glad the audience liked that one. Best drawing tune is Adventure Time, which is.
Can we just call them cartoons?
Yeah.
I know. Why are you calling them drawing
tunes? Because I wrote it down as drawing tune. Because it was. We had anime and then we had cartoon. And
so we just merged them together.
Yeah. Best cat, Colonel Meow.
I don't know how it was like.
Which by far. You deserve it. Looking cat.
You ripped you to shreds.
Ripped you to shreds.
With his bare eyes.
And best music was still nothing. That we didn't have any.
Heyo!
Is that someone gonna.
Hey guys, I got you a gift.
Okay, best music? I don't want to do that. We all have way too many tastes.
That's gonna be pretty wild.
I think we can all agree on Danger Zone for best music.
Yes.
Okay, Danger Zone. Alright, wait, let's start another poll here. Moobot poll. Open.
If I pick my nose, will anybody be offended? I got a booger like right there.
Is it cool if it's just.
Alright, I've opened up the poll. Oh, it wants me to put two. Okay.
Danger Zone and.
All I did was put Danger Zone as the one choice. Okay, never mind.
They're all indoors.
Most anticipated game of 2013.
Final Fantasy 14.
Grand Theft Auto.
By far.
Beyond those three, there's like I don't even know what's coming out next year.
Yeah, neither do I.
No, Battlefield 2, 4.
Yeah, Battlefield 2 is coming out.
Battlefield 3, 2.
Battlefield 32. To the year 32. Mm-hmm. Bunch of people with sticks.
And rocks.
Beating each other. Yeah.
BioShock Infinite is, but goddamn, they've pushed that too much. I'm so.
Infinite looks good.
It looks great. I'm just not as excited as I would have been if they didn't push it back fucking six times.
Yeah.
You know what? You get the kill.
Elder Scrolls Online, yeah, that's coming out, but.
We'll see.
No, 13-2. I want Final Fantasy 14. Halo 5 is not next year, is it?
No.
Congratulations.
I was going to say, that's too soon.
They were trying, but I don't think they'll. I hope not.
That's not typical of Halo. They don't do per year.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a Skyrim 2. That's not going to happen.
What, you don't remember Oblivion 2? Or Morrowind 4?
Morrowind 4 was a classic. Fuck you.
Best DLC ever.
That MW4. Don't get it confused.
They're dropping the Elder Scrolls part of it. They're doing sequels now.
Yeah, it's between, I guess, 14, Grand Theft Auto, Dead Space is up there. But that's not even. Oh, it is next year.
Yeah, it is next year. Yeah.
It's February. Because
they're already showing it off.
Yeah.
But could you really say Dead Space 3 is most anticipated?
For Terry? Yeah, maybe.
I like Dead Space.
Out of everything coming out.
I just explained, I don't know a whole lot of what's coming out next year.
All right, we got Final Fantasy 14, Grand Theft Auto 5, Dead Space 3, Battlefield 4.
I put 4. All of those on my list.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna tell you.
I didn't pick just one.
Well, this is for most anticipated game.
Okay,
all right. Here, I'm saying between those,
I got the link, bros. Yeah.
Probably 14.
Bam! 2013 video game release schedule. Dead Space 3, Terry, February 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. What? Oh, I don't know. I thought you were going to look at it. Look. Oh, this shit only goes up to May. Motherfucker. Well, I guess it's stuff that's already hasn't even announced date. Anything. Well, I mean, you know, some people have, you know, like, hey, coming out next year, but we don't got a date yet.
Right.
Anarchy Reigns. Devil May Cry. Sniper Ghost Warrior 2. And Nino Kuni looks interesting, but I don't have a PlayStation 3.
Did he really actually
gonna... Dude, me, Nino Kuni.
Yeah. No, no PS2.
Okay, y'all need to shut up. You guys are overlooking the best game on this list, and that's Brain Age Concentration Training.
Yeah, Fire Emblem. I saw the cover art for Fire Emblem. That looked pretty cool. But
and Sniper Ghost Warrior 2.
What's up?
Because the first one
aliens, Colonial Marines.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of hype for that game.
Yeah, MLB 13.
Madden.
Madden, so good.
Ryan, are you okay? You're moving a lot.
Football Manager.
Oh, he lost his mic.
Got that new Football Manager.
It's a good game.
Last of Us in May. Again, don't have PS3, don't care.
Watch Dogs.
Is that supposed to be this year?
I don't think they ever said.
I wouldn't count on it.
Either.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care about a lot of the games on this list here.
What?
Yeah, me neither. I didn't really care about any of them.
Crysis 3, because I love Crysis so much.
Yes.
God of War.
The Last of Us comes out in May.
I thought God of War was just going to end with 3.
Nope. They're doing prequel now.
Milking that money.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know how video games work. It's just like, if you're out of like shit to do at the end part, just go back backwards.
Then, go backwards, dummy.
Yeah. Then God of War fucking 7 is like 3 prequels before that. You know?
It's true.
True. But yeah, no, there's not a whole lot of stuff here, just early quarter
we'll just
one stuff.
Have to save that for E3 then.
Yeah, well, E3. What, Ryan?
What?
We got to film E3 this year.
Yeah, we will.
Got to do our live cast then.
Mm-hmm. If we can't go,
I'll try to take the time off. The E3?
Yeah.
Shit, that'd be.
I think we can though.
Yeah, you think that it'd be cool, or you know, to go, but. Apparently E3's been kind of shitty.
Usher was there.
What?
Did you not see the Microsoft concert? Oh, Usher that was stupid.
Usher was there.
That was fucking Joe Montana.
That Joe Montana guy was there. He used to sing cool. Or something.
And the smart glass.
Which still isn't around yet.
Bagetta has it.
Did that ever come out?
Bagetta has that on his phone.
Oh.
His S3. He came over to my house and he showed it to me. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I think it would be more useful if you had like a tablet. You know. The phone app was alright. So yeah. That's the awards most anticipated game, I think unanimously we can say GTA 5.
Yup.
Because that is just going to blow our butts.
Terry, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, Ryan, do you want to do that?
Let's do that.
So Ryan had a weird idea before the podcast. I don't know why he was so adamant to do it before the podcast, but no.
He's like, yeah, let's do it. And Terry's like, oh, yeah.
We don't know what it is. Ryan, why don't you explain what you were going to do?
We're just going to draw something at the same time and see if anybody draws the same picture. Should we, like, get a theme? Or should we just go? I don't know. I'm asking you.
I say we just go.
Okay. Yeah, let's just go.
Go for it.
Should we put a timer up there? Can you get a timer app?
No, just draw it, and then we'll look at it at the end.
We just won't take it
at the end. We'll look at it at the end of the podcast, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? We can keep doodling.
Hey, Dwight, you know what we should do? You should Google some like questions and we'll like get into teams and see if we can answer like what you think the other person would say.
What, like newlyweds? What is Ryan's favorite color, Terry? Hang on, just let me write that one down. We can't see that, right?
I didn't write anything down.
Oh.
Okay.
Shit. I wonder if there is, like, a thing.
What is that? Rainbow?
Am I right?
That says Rambo.
Oh, it's backwards.
It's backwards.
It's
you got a mirror shit on.
Veneer.
Flip it. Flippity doodah.
Yeah, there you go. We already know what Ryan's favorite color is. Mm-hmm. We did this before.
We could
shit, maybe it won't be the best time to do Cards Against Humanity. Probably not.
Let's
the best
do
time
it.
To do
let's
that.
Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah? Let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah.
Don't you have to print something out?
Huh?
Don't you have to print something out?
Don't you have to print something out? No, there's an online one.
Oh shit, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll shoot later.
What?
Terry, let's draw a picture. I'm gonna draw you a picture.
Gave me it, like the remaining ammo. What the fuck?
I'm gonna draw you one too, Ryan.
You
draw that bitch a picture.
Got three rounds left.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, I guess you
bam, bam. Okay, I'm gonna give you guys. Wait, I'll give you the link after I start up the room.
Damn it.
Right, create game, player limit 4. Score limit, we'll go 10.
I drew boobs.
Did you? like I didn't even wait for anybody to guess. I'm just like, I drew boobs.
Use that. Sarah's gonna be like, what the fuck is that?
Be like, it's your boobs.
I drew that and I showed them to everyone.
Do you love it?
Oh, you want me to get him?
All right, yes, okay.
I got him.
Who the there fuck is this guy? Get out of my room.
Yeah, it's just a random person. Hard yeah, cool. There you go.
I have no idea what I'm doing. Oh my fucking god.
Current timer. Start game? Confirm selection. You must click outside the box to apply the password. Am I missing something here?
Because it's the end of the world.
As what's you that? Know it.
I can't. Oh, hey, Ryan, that looks like the dicks you make.
No, it does not. God damn it, Terry.
Yeah. Terry,
that's a good little, picture, Terry.
Do a little dance for you.
You guys gotta keep these people.
It's like the Skype emote.
Put a little sombrero on that bitch.
Draw all of us, Terry.
No.
Okay. I don't care.
All right. Well, while we're kidding, do you guys know Tyler's married?
Yeah, I saw that. What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that? Who does that?
Fucking crazy. Can't believe it.
Where are they going on their honeymoon? What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take that.
Whatever. I'm the worst. Where? I'm the worst.
You are the worst.
Where?
Ryan, I'm getting married too, Ryan.
Yeah, that joke got old, and we don't want to talk about it anymore.
Are you wearing an eye patch?
Is he wearing an eye patch? Yeah.
I think so. I can't see. He's so tiny.
Why is this not working for me? Error. There's not enough players to start the game. Well, no oh, shit. Yeah, you won't let me do. Okay, wait. Maybe you guys gotta
send us a link.
Okay,
send us a link.
Calm down. I thought it was gonna give me a custom link to send you guys, but no. Okay.
Clickety click click link clickety click click link.
Let me get a camera set up for people to see. Booyah.
This sniper is like a reflex.
Put over this thing. Password is boobs, of course.
What's the wait? Don't tell people.
What?
Why?
I actually got it.
Come in.
It's fine.
They don't have the link.
Well, the link's not custom.
Wait, what do we have to do here?
What's that? Put in your name, Ryan. Okay.
Yeah, Ryan.
Okay, I'm just going to take this off and change the password.
Yeah, you should do that.
Until you guys get this out. New password is in Skype.
How do I get to you?
Okay, you got to find my name, Potato. Find my game. Alright.
I don't see you.
What's up?
This guy's name is Chocolate Mormon.
Oh, there's Alex figured it out. Look at this guy. Alex is my thumbs up, buddy.
Alex, where is it?
What am I looking at right now?
You gotta look. It says host on the bottom of these boxes, and you gotta look. Hey, yo, and you gotta connect it.
Get the list to try.
I'm in a room, I think.
Are you Paul Levine?
Yeah. It disappeared.
Do I have to have this global chat shit up?
No, you can hit use your preferences. Whoop.
Oh, somebody left.
Alex.
Shit. Broke the stream.
Yeah, look at all the cameras. They're all fucked up. See, this is why we don't mess with stuff.
I lost when you.
When he comes back, it'll be fixed.
I lost you.
What do you mean you... Ryan, come on.
You
no,
pushed.
I want to have slow ground. Distance.
Well, I had seen your character and then he was gone.
Mute, Alex.
It was like hallelujah. Oh, there you are. There you are. Okay. Join. It's passworded.
Yeah, I know. The password's in the Skype chat.
No, that's what it says. Passworded. All right, now go over some quick rules here.
I don't understand what I'm looking at.
How do I get rid of this stupid chat?
Just click user preferences. Score limit, player limit. I don't understand what's happening.
Look at Alex. I drew us being thumbs up buddies. Isn't it good?
So good.
You look so pretty. You look so.
And you look so Asian. And look at how Asian you are.
So what are we doing?
All right, you're in. So let's bring this back up. We'll start game. Bring this up so people can see it. I've never played this online, but I have played it before.
One of my coworkers was too.
Yes.
I am the card czar.
Okay. Fear so me. The way it's this like works apples, is like right? Apples to apples, right? I'm going to explain to everybody who's listening as well. The game gives you a black card and you answer it with a white card. It could be multiple, could be just one. Like this one is just one. It says studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to blank. And then see, one of your white cards, you have to choose one like this one that I'm about to choose right there. Confirm selection. There we go. So I guess we're not supposed to say when we do it because it goes up anonymously because you're supposed to pick one.
Oh,
or I am the card czar.
Who's selecting? Oh, Terry is.
Also, Alex is not in here.
Alex, would
you? Yes, I am.
Both of them.
You're in the game?
Yeah, I see your name, my name, Paula Dean, and Sniper Gerson.
Oh, I don't see you.
Zero awesome.
I see you. Then vote for a card already.
Hold on, let me try reconnecting to the game.
Do I vote as the czar?
You, since it chooses one person that chooses their favorite card, and then that person gets an awesome point. And then...
Okay. Oh, I am the card czar!
Yes, you are.
Alex, why are you always on hold up?
Oh.
Time's up.
We took too long?
I'm not the czar anymore. I've saved my family.
I can't connect to the website now.
What do you mean you can't?
It won't fucking load. It says webpage not available.
Try a different browser.
What helps Obama unwind?
No.
Ryan, you are the Kanza.
We don't have to wait for him, huh?
Well, I guess not. We'll wait when he gets back up and going. Well,
oh, he's close.
It's not connecting to the website
at all.
Yeah, that's why I hate that.
What is going on? I am the Kanza. When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of blank. Alex, fix it. You need to play.
Fix it, fix it, fix it.
The plague of butts.
Fix it, 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 fix it.
Sweet, sweet vengeance.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Passive aggression. I like that one.
He was a dick.
Paladin!
Woo!
Yay! Whoever is the card czar needs to read the question aloud.
The CIA now interrogates enemy agents by repeatedly subjecting them to blank. Begin. Greetings, the straight people. Go with the straight people.
There you go. Thought preteens would have had it. No one wants to hang out with them.
You didn't know that straight pubes. In Michael,
I don't know. It's probably just my internet because I can't connect to anything.
In Michael Jackson's final moments, he thought about. Okay, Alex, why don't you just like restart all your shit?
Because if I do that, I'd have to hop off the call and all that shit.
Wouldn't affect.
And all the cameras are going to get messed up.
Well, he'll join back in the same spot because he was the last to join.
Yeah, I know. He'll join back in. It's just we're going to be all fucked up for a while.
Yeah.
Well, actually, right. No, it doesn't matter. Right, yeah. It doesn't, we can't see us.
Okay, everybody shut the fuck up. I'll be right back in.
Okay.
Of course.
God damn it.
Why am I not winning any?
Fucking Paula Dean piece of shit.
I knew
shit.
Ryan would like that one.
During Picasso's often overlooked brown period, he produced hundreds of paintings of blank.
Yeah, the perfect one.
Why is that card blank?
Because you can't see it until Ryan is up.
Oh, okay. All right. Picking up what you're putting down. Bam! A homoerotic volleyball montage. An M. Night Shyamalan plot twist. Nah, going with the volleyball.
All right.
Oh, yes.
God
damn it. Good job, Snappagoo.
I spent my whole life working toward blank, only to have it ruined by blank.
Pick two cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's two blanks.
I see a bunch of games here, all by Butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
Butterscotch trying to get it in right now.
They're all Butterscotch.
Refresh.
Oh, you may not see that because...
Yeah, that worked. Okay. There's a guy named Mandules. Butterscotch, RCM.
Read them aloud. Read them aloud.
A bigger, blacker dick.
No, you gotta read the whole thing. You gotta put them in.
I spent my whole life working toward a bigger, blacker dick, only to have it ruined by me. I don't know. It starts off strong, then ends not so strong. Other one. I spent my whole life working toward Jibber Jabber, only to have it ruined by Jafar. See, this one starts weak and then picks it up at the end. Going with these.
Oh.
It's funnier because I'm light. I couldn't do it anyways. Alex is back, finally.
Yeah, I've been here.
Oh, shut up. Ryan, you are the cards, huh?
A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without...
I don't care if you lose this game.
Really, your brother has no faith in you. You're a fucking bitch.
That is mine.
Come on, Alex.
Come on, meow.
K Can you not vote again? Because I'll kill him.
There you go.
No, I got it.
Awesome. He's playing now.
A trail of tears.
No, Ryan, you got to read it out. Okay. You got to read it.
A romantic candlelit dinner is not complete, or is would not be complete without a trail of tears, mooing a sad hand.
I think we know which one wins.
Oh,
God, shit, trail of tears.
Paul Dean. Fucking really? A sad hand job didn't tickle your fancy?
No,
wait.
I don't piece
of shit. I am the Kodza. Okay.
All hail.
So I just read this black card.
Read the question.
Blank would be woefully incomplete without blank.
Thinking that one, and then this one. Yeah, right, guys. Huh? People watching the stream, that's a good one. Alex, don't watch, because then you're gonna know which one's mine. All right, read the question and put them in.
Okay. Pistol whipping a hostage would be woefully incomplete without the thong song.
Thong, 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 thong.
The homosexual agenda would be woefully incomplete without horses. Is that yours, Terry?
Oh, no.
Her Royal Highness, Queen Elizabeth II, would be woefully incomplete without necrophilia.
All right, which one's going to pick?
Paula Dean!
God! Fucking Paula Dean, you piece of... You buttery bitch.
And the homosexual agenda.
Paula Dean putting some butter in your mouth.
I hit my mic. I am a card czar. Blank. Kid tested, mother approved. I expect to see some awesome shit. I am the Kodza. Kodza! Survivor's guilt. Kid tested. Mother approved. Viagra. Kid tested, mother approved. And Hulk Hogan. Kid Nah. We all know who won this one. Fucking Ryan.
That's cool with me killing the guy.
That was perfect.
That was perfect,
this
right?
This game, like, they'll just be like the perfect card.
I am the Kodza. When I'm a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate blank. Begin. I hear you giggling already. When I'm a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate Glenn Beck convulsively vomiting as a brood of crab fires hatches in his brain and erupts from his teeth.
My God! What? That's violent!
When I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate being a busy adult with many important things to do. When I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate kids with ass cancer. Oh man, that's tough.
The kids with gas cancer. What, I could just see like a kid like bending over, like pulling his pants down a little bit, and his mom putting a band-aid on his butt.
We're gonna go with this one because that was just elaborate and completely unnecessary.
That was perfect for the scenario.
Alex, ass cancer was pretty good.
Yes, it was. That was the second.
Blank, good to the last drop. Oh, God, I'm worried.
Oh, really?
Getting milk,
good to the last drop. The Fanta girls, good to the last drop. Getting drunk on milk. These are all terrible. I'm going to go with the milk.
Oh, fuck. I am terrible at this game, apparently. I won the fuck out of the first game I played.
The most emo.
What's the most emo? Begin.
It's a strong choice. Pleased with it.
I am very worried.
I am very aroused.
What's the most emo? Pooping back and forth forever.
That sounds awful.
What's the most emo? The Amish. What's the most emo? Skeleton.
That man's always crying.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go with poopy. Because that's
yeah.
It's pretty emo.
I did not Paul did.
Fucking Skeletor, god damn it. And the cards are... This season on Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls must survive in the depths of the Amazon with only Blink and his wits.
What gun are you using?
I expect more pooping cards, please.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
this season on Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls must survive in the depths of the Amazon with only the grade nutrient broth that sustains Mitt Romney. With only pretty princess dress-up board game. With only viciously biased SAT questions and his wits. This is the only one that makes sense. He needs broth to sustain himself.
He can do it with the pretty princess.
I was thinking he does racially biased question.
What, he just looks at the questions like, that's good. I'm good for today.
Life was difficult for cavemen before blank.
Oh,
begin.
It might come up.
Yes, going quick on this.
Yes. Some cards too, like I had like the entire game.
Life was difficult for cavemen before mathletes, before panty raids, before the Google.
The almighty Google.
Going with the Google.
Oh. Yes! My second point! This is good.
Why can't I sleep at night?
That is a strong suggestion, guys, yeah? Mecha Hitler. Insatiable bloodlust. God damn it, Paula Dean, you piece of shit. Worst ever.
Okay, the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, blank, acceptance. You got one.
Make that two.
Okay, the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, unfathomable stupidity, acceptance, peeing a little bit. Denial, anger, bargaining, praying the gay away.
That's an important step.
I'm gonna go with Pete.
Damn it! You guys are raping me at this game.
I'm right there with you, Dwight.
Oh, we're both getting raped. When I pooped, what came out of my butt? This is a good question. The game knew that I was looking for more butt questions.
Oh, no! I had a better card for this.
When I pooped, what came out of my butt? The scrotum tickling, Aaron Burr, and Grandpa's ashes. Oh, man. So it did tickle my scrotum. I'll give you guys that one.
Sniper Goo.
I have the perfect card for something. It'll come up.
It'll come up.
My mom freaked out when she looked at my browser history and found blank.com/blank.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Am I shocking? Yeah. Man. It's like all they do is...
Do I have to choose two or three? Or?
Yeah.
You have to choose two, yeah.
Okay,
you choose
it,
one,
it.
Confirm, and then...
I got it.
Mom gross. Freaked out when she looked at my browser history and found twinkies.com/pacman_gum. Zeus's sexualappetites.com/the Virginia Tech. charisma.com/historicallyblackcollege.
These are all great.
I think this one would be the most shocking.
Yes.
Damn it.
God, honestly, why would that be on Twinkies?
In his newest and most difficult stunt, David Blaine must escape from. God, if anybody has the card, his ass. In his newest and most difficult stunt, David Blaine must escape from the. What is that word?
Placenta.
Oh. Tom Cruise. Soup. That is.
It can't be done.
Impossible! Damn it!
Yeah!
I figured the placenta would have had it.
Okay. He doesn't know what that
was. He
word
didn't is. Know what it was, though.
Alright, step one, blank. Step two, blank. Step three, profit. Begin.
Done. I like how it mixes them up, too, afterwards. That's nice.
What?
This is gonna be good.
So yeah, guys, this game, you could buy the card game.
Yeah. Hold on, like step 20... one.
Download the PDF.
Chinese gymnastics team. Step two, weapons grade plutonium. Step one, words, words, words. Step two, the corporation. Step three, profit. Step one, dropping a chandelier on your enemies and riding the rope up. Step two, a Burmese tiger man.
Profit.
I'm going with this one.
Yes! I'm getting on the board!
Plutonium.
But yeah, guys, this game, you can get it, a hard copy that comes in a really nice little box, and you can play it, you know, on table, whatever. You can download the PDF of all of them for free and print them out on your own, or you can play this online one by just searching Cards Against Humanity online. What's my anti-drug, guys? What is
I
my
got
anti-drug?
Your anti-drug right here.
My anti-drug is a death ray.
UFC 4
the
back.
Taint, the grundle, the fleshy fun bridge. Or a salty surprise. Oh, man. That death ray would help me kill all the drugs. I'm going with fun bridge.
Yeah, Summer! Number two!
God damn it, Paul Dean, get your head in the game.
Come on, Paul.
What's there a ton of in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
I have
this
so
car's
many.
Just leaving it wide open.
I have so many. Oh, I want to save those, though. I'll go with that one. Yeah, this is a fun game. I like this game.
I like it too.
Terry,
what is there a ton of in heaven? Bosnian chicken farmers. True. Apologizing. Very true. Women in yogurt commercials. Heaven.
Whoop whoop.
No good card for that one, so I would have Bosnia chicken farmer.
Should probably shut down Steve. There we go.
After months of debate, the Occupy Wall Street General Assembly could only agree on more. More oversized lollipops. More sunshine and
rainbows.
And more Jufros. The rainbows have it!
That is rainbow. His favorite color.
Woo!
Let's hear the rainbows.
More dicks! More dicks!
Blank. It's a trap.
I have nothing for... Oh, I have the perfect thing for it.
Oh, I'm not going to get...
Hurricane Katrina. Ooh. It's a trap. Passable transvestite. Me time.
Paul D.
That was just the perfect answer.
Yes, it was.
I saw Jerry Springer episode about that 2 days ago.
The healing process began when I joined a support group for victims of blank. The healing process began when I joined a support group for the victims of lumberjack fantasies, the rapture, and uppercuts. You know damn well which one I'm choosing. That is a crisis.
Oh, I am the Czar.
You are the
Rumor star. Has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is blank stuffed with blank. Begin.
I like it.
Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is attitude stuffed with explosions.
God damn.
Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is a sausage festival stuffed with spectacular. His favorite dish is hope stuffed with a magic hippie love clout. We got a winner here.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, I was saving that one.
In Rome, there are whisperings. Wow. In Rome, there are whisperings that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to.
This is my answer.
There are whisperings that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to Robert Downey Jr. I am the Kegels, right? I am doing Kegels right now. And
it's completely
Sean.
Unrelated.
Just, hey, I'm doing Kegels
quick though.
Sean Connery.
Sean
Connery. Not even Jr.
Make a haiku.
Got some better.
We get to pick three. It draws automatically.
So we pick three?
Yeah.
Oh, make a haiku.
You're making a haiku.
All right.
Oh, this should be good.
Really? I was the only
this
one
should be good.
Okay. Bam. Bam. There it is, everybody. It's my haiku. Boop, 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 boop.
Darth Vader, team building exercises. Amputees. Stifling a giggle at the mention of Hutus and Tutsis. Leveling up. A drive-by shooting.
Oh, no.
My soul, rising from the grave. Actually taking candy from me. That one wins.
Oh,
D.
I figured the Darth Vader one would have done it.
Oh, D got haiku skills.
Because it starts really good. It's like,
I am the Quata. Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with blank and would like your advice. Dear Abby, I'm having trouble with hot people and would like your advice. Having trouble with an army of skeletons, I would like your advice. Having trouble with taking off your shirt, I would like some advice. Very good, Alice. Coming back.
All right.
This is your captain speaking. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for blank. You're on.
oh, I gotta save that one.
Put that in the bank. This is your captain speaking. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for keeping Christ in Christmas. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for inappropriate yodeling. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for a disappointing birthday party. I'm going with disappointing birthday
party. On a plane.
Buckle up, everybody. It's grandma's birthday.
What if that was like a pilot just like on his own, like out to lunch or something with his buddies, like talking that way?
What's my secret power?
That's too broad. That's too broad.
Beef gaps. Agriculture and testicular torsion. I don't like any of these, so I'm gonna go beef yowdy.
Paul D.
Damn it. I'm saving this one, guys. It could have won. Ah, oh, damn it. Paladine win.
Play again?
Yeah, you guys wanna play again? let's take the score to 15. So first to 15. Alright?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, let's do it!
I don't know how he's not telling.
Okay, what did I bring back from Mexico?
That's so appropriate. Oh, man.
I got some pretty good ones.
Yep. I'm going with this one.
What did I bring back from Mexico? Testicular torsion. Not giving a shit about the third world. The violation of our most big.
Those two beat the shit out of mine. Those were both fantastic.
I was gonna win for sure.
I am the Kadza. I drink to forget blank. I don't know, I forgot. What do I drink to forget?
Oh, yes, he's good.
I drink to forget getting so angry that you pop a boner. Anger boner. I drink to forget Darth Vader. I drink to forget Toni Morrison's vagina. Going with angry boners.
That was messed up.
Paula Deen is the card czar. If God didn't want us to enjoy a blank, he wouldn't have given us blank.
Wait, Ethan, don't go on.
This is going to be good. I have a good feeling about this one.
You gotta say I'm Paula Deen, though. If you're going Dean, you're going Dean.
I'll go full Dean.
Heard it here first, everybody.
Mine's pretty bad.
If God didn't want us to enjoy a blank, bestiality, he wouldn't have given us that one gay Teletubby.
God damn it.
If God didn't want us to enjoy another goddamn vampire, he wouldn't have given us Mountain Dew Code Red. God didn't want us to enjoy dwarf tossing. You wouldn't have given us nunchucks.
We're going back over.
I'm going to pick this one because it says that one gay delta. Like there's only just the one.
It was the purple one.
Yeah, it was just the purple one.
More. What is it good for?
Good idea.
I can think of anything. Another time.
Oh, I am saving that one till just the perfect moment.
Whoa, what was it good for? Hot cheese. Feeding Rosie
what do you think the hot cheese is for?
Needs a steady stream of souls.
Hot cheese.
Nacho cheese.
I didn't like any of those, I'm sorry.
In his new self-produced album, Kanye West raps over the sounds of blank.
Hmm. Yes. Yes.
In his new self-produced album, Kanye West raps over the sounds of Glenn Beck convulsively vomiting as a brood of crab spiders hatches in his brain and erupts in his tear ducts. Kanye West raps over the sounds of vehicular manslaughter. Raps over the sounds of Mr. Clean right behind you.
You play that card on anything, you're gonna win.
I know, that one's awesome.
It's just so graphic.
It is. It is. I am the Kaza. Ow. What gives me uncontrollable gas? A lot of things, let me tell you what. A lot of things. No giggles. Not gonna be a good one. What gives me uncontrollable gas? An M. Night Shyamalan plot twist. That's true, I get very gassy at the end of Sixth Sense. What gives me uncontrollable gas? Chivalry? Yeah, fart in front of ladies, you know, let them know that they're not above me. That's what I do. What gives me uncontrollable gas? The great nutrient broth that sustains Mitt Romney. Oh. I'm going with M. Night.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that one.
Everybody has a little toot at the end of plot twist movies.
Born right now.
Oh, twist! Twist. What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming?
Yes, I like this one.
What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming? Dry heaving? Tongue? Graphic violence, adult language, and some sexual content.
You know what Grandma wants. You know what Grandma wants. Grandma wants a little tongue. Ryan?
Oh, sorry. In an attempt to reach a wider audience, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has opened an interactive exhibit on... Oh, good God.
Yes.
The Smithsonian has opened an interactive exhibit on a dysfunction. As answer. Spaceship. I don't even have to wait.
Yes! That one was perfect. It's an exhibit about boners.
The exhibit about not having boners.
And an interactive one, mind you.
MTV's new reality show features 8 washed up celebrities living with blank. Dick Cheney. With black people, with Vikings.
Yes! Can you imagine?
I thought Dick Cheney was pretty good because it wouldn't be very entertaining. What ended my last relationship, guys? Getting a little personal on this one. What ended my last relationship? Axe body spray. RoboCop, the true meaning of Christmas. Nah, this one, that ruins relationships right there.
What a streak!
In Michael Jackson's final moments, he thought about blank. TikTok. In Michael Jackson's final moments, he thought about eating an albino.
He did that
cybernetic
already.
Enhancements and Stephen Hawking talking dirty. I'm gonna go with this one.
In the game, in the zone on this one,
talking dirty.
Yeah. The only one,
Paula Deen's not having a good time. Studies show
Paula Deen ain't got any more butter.
Still with Alex though.
Oh, 50% faster after being exposed to.
I like this one.
50% faster after being exposed to Republicans. A salty tries. Better microphone.
You were saying, Ryan?
Full hat.
Say it again, Ryan. We couldn't hear you.
Republicans, a salty surprise, a really cool hat. I'm going to say a salty surprise right up their butt.
I thought a really cool hat was a really good answer.
I gave him a salty little surprise.
Ooh,
hey, blank is a slippery slope that leads to blank. Oh my god, I have great cards for that one.
So do I.
Dining with a card with cardboard cutouts of the cast of Friends is a slippery slope that leads to self-loathing. Sweet, sweet vengeance is a slippery slope that leads to waking up half naked in a Denny's parking lot. Genital piercings is a slippery slope that leads to drinking alone.
Yeah!
Nice one, Ryan.
How did that?
Am I the Kodzah? I am the Kodzah. During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into blank.
Wow, perfect.
Nice.
I don't know, Terry.
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into mouth herpes. Got really into balls. Got really into goats eating coins. You know, my instincts go straight for balls. You guys know this. But I think goats eating coins is just so stupid alike. Like, you know what? I could really get into that.
In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank had really been blank all along. Spoiler alert.
This better fucking win.
In Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that Gandhi had really been being Bruce Willis discovers that Nazis had really been dancing with a broom all along. Bruce Willis discovers that sunshine and rainbows had really been public ridicule all along. Motherfucking sorcerer.
Motherfucking sorcerer. God damn it, Gandhi. You piece of shit.
Oh, shit, they're just waiting.
When I'm in prison, I'll have blank smuggled in.
Nah, they're just camping out, waiting for anybody in that room.
Yes. Yes.
When I'm in prison, I'll have German dungeon porn smuggled in. When I'm in prison, I'll have a cow whoop ass. I'll have a snapping turtle.
Come on.
Your penis smuggled in. Well, I gotta have a can of whoop ass. I'm in prison, for Christ's sake.
You think that a turtle biting the tip of people's penises would be better?
Get out of prison.
Life was difficult for cavemen before blank.
How do we get it?
Life was difficult for cavemen before elderly Japanese men. Difficult for cavemen before sexual humiliation. And before wifely duties. I'm going with this one.
Ah, Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
Yeah.
Paula Deen. What never fails to liven up the party? Paula Deen, that's who. Paula Deen coming in and instead of beer, she got a six pack of butter. Crack one of them open, huh? Mm-hmm. I am the Kodzah. What never fails to liven up the party? PCP? Jewish fraternity? and a vajazzled vagina. Yep, that one. Alex had the perfect one.
Every time.
Mine was gonna win.
That is the first thing that livens up a party.
Everyone down on the ground. We don't want to hurt anyone. We're just here for blank.
Can't even decide. That one.
Everyone down on the ground. We don't want to hurt anyone. We're just here for golden shot. We're just here for swiftly achieving orgasm. We're just here for puppy. Golden showers.
Everybody wants one.
Get out of the ground. We're just here for golden showers.
Get out of the way. We're trying to get pissed on.
The socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to blank is a basic human right.
I don't know why I played that one with Ryan as a czar. But I gotta get rid of it.
Declared that access to the dollop of sour cream is a human right. Breaking out in song and dance is a human right. Everyone have some sour cream.
Got some sour cream.
Sour cream and some butter.
Blank. That's how I want to die.
Nailed it.
Sniffing glue. That's how I want to die. Flash flooding. That's how I want to die. Poor life choices. That's how I want to die. This one right here. Those are all indeed poor life choices, though.
What do you get really hope?
When all else fails, I can always masturbate to blank. Man, I'm getting awesome questions, guys. I don't know if you realize this. When all else fails, I can always masturbate to The Death by Steven Seagal. I can masturbate to The Little Engine That Could. Could always masturbate to Skeletor. Give it to the little engine that
little
could. Because
damn,
I'm about to
tie over here for a second.
Coming up. I'm all greased up.
Oh shit, you guys
white people
tired.
Like blank.
Oh man, I know this one. Oh no. Guys, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I'm also thinking this one, because that one's pretty good. I'm gonna save that one for a pinch. I'm going with this one. Okay, no, everybody agreed with me. That's good.
White people like former President George W. White people like tasteful side boob. White people like whipping it out.
You know what? We're going to go with tasteful side boob.
All right. Okay.
Like a goo. When I pooped, what came out of my bit?
Perfect one, guys.
What came out of my bit? Deep.
I would have got with power.
Manby came out of that butt.
Manby came out of that butt so hard.
Power came out.
What are my parents hiding from me? What are my parents hiding from me? Crippling debt. A neglected Tamagotchi. Lunchables.
No, he can't see that. Damn it!
Hiding the Lunchables.
Tamagotchi was slam dunk. Hey guys, so what do old people smell like? What do they smell like? Paula, what do you smell? I know what you smell like, but...
I smell like butter.
You smell like butter. One last person having a difficult time. What do old people smell like? Difficult question. Do they smell like a sweaty, panting, leathery daddy? Do they smell like Sarah Palin? Or do they smell like classist undertones?
I don't know what that means, but I wanted to get rid of that card.
Come on, they smell like that.
Sweaty patent leather daddy.
Sweaty patent leather daddy. Ness.
I am bizarre. I got 99 problems, but blank ain't one. Begin.
I got
99 problems, but deflowering the princess ain't one. I got 99 problems, but famine ain't one. I got 99 problems, but lactation ain't one. Oh, man. That's tough. Gonna give it to lactation. Lactation is actually a common problem.
Science will never joke about that. Science will never explain the origin of blank.
That one. That one right there.
Science will never understand or explain the origin of mild autism. And white people. I would say white people.
God damn, Paula Deen. Caught up to me.
Paula Deen's sliding into first.
No, tied.
Tied.
Hey, I'm taking it. Can't stop.
I got a golden horse.
Alex?
If only Alex was paying attention.
Alright, I learned the hard way that you can't chew up a green friend with...
I got a few.
I learned the hard way that you can't chew up a grieving friend with Auschwitz. You can't chew up a grieving friend with a foul mouth. Fancy feast.
God damn.
Because what the fuck?
Paula D.
God damn. Really, Auschwitz?
I was waiting to use that one.
You were waiting to use Auschwitz. Who sees Auschwitz and like, damn, that's a good card. What's the new fad diet, guys? What's in right now? What's the new fad right now? Licking things to claim them as your own. AIDS. That's a good point. Nah, this one.
This makes sense.
Mine. That's mine too.
What brought the orgy to a grinding halt?
Oh my, just perfect.
What brought the old grinding halt? Tripping balls. $5 foot long. Eating all the cookies before the AIDS bakes.
A bunch of cookies at the orgy.
Oh, $5 foot long.
Damn it.
Perfect. I spent my whole life working toward blank, only to have it ruined by blank. And go. I spent my whole life looking forward to forgetting the Alamo, only to have it ruined by home video for sobbing into a leaf.
Lean cuisine. It says cuisine.
That's cuisine.
Oh, I thought you said what?
I spent my whole life working toward puberty, only to have it ruined by Stranger Danger. Being rich, only to have it ruined by upgrading homeless people to mobile hot.
Paula Deen, Stranger Danger.
God damn it, Paula Deen.
Terry's getting all the good cards. In a world ravaged by blank, our only solace is blank. In a world ravaged by chainsaws for hands, our only solace is dying of dysentery. In a world ravaged by global warming, our only solace is clam. By the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, our only solace is Italian.
What do you mean?
Woo!
I thought dysentery would
have them had. Italians. When I'm the president of the United States, I will create the Department of Blank. Guys, when I'm the president of the United States, I'm going to create the Department of the Cookie Monster for devouring the Eucharist? Wafers?
Eucharist wafers.
Eucharist? What the fuck is that?
Beats me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll create the Department of Muzzy. I will create the Department of the Homosexual Agenda. I think that's very important. We got to do that one.
Yeah, it's never goo.
It's important work.
I catch you, Paula Deen. Coming for that ass.
Go ahead and try, honey.
What's the most emo? I got this one last time.
Intimacy problems. Intimacy problems are right there.
Yeah, my back. Cards are kind of dumb right now.
I actually have the perfect card for this one, but I can't play it. All right, what's the most emo? Eating the last known bison, the hustle, or ethnic cleansing?
Oh.
Oh. I think we're going with that one.
Yeah.
It's pretty
Jesus.
Emo.
That seems kind of genocidal.
Bison's a close second.
What's the girl's best friend? Dick. Sexual, what's a girl's best friend? Sexual tension, being marginalized. Intimacy problem. I'm going to go with being marginalized.
Three-way now, tie.
Being left in the dust, brother.
I get all the shitty cards, man. What's the gift that keeps on giving?
There you go.
That one's all right.
What's the gift that keeps on giving?
Yes, I'm still there.
Passive aggressive post-it notes. Boris the Soviet love hammer. Civilian casualty.
Oh, that's terrible. Yes.
First place. Give it up
that's
for the goon.
You son of a bitch.
Blank! It's a trap! What's a trap, guys? Dropping a chandelier on your enemies and riding the rope up. It's a trap! Racially biased SAT questions. It's a trap! The three-fist compromise. It's a trap! Dude, the three-fist was totally a trap.
I didn't think that card would actually win anything.
I'm the Czar. The class field trip was completely ruined by blank. That's just leaving it wide open for you guys.
That's the winner.
The class field trip was completely ruined by innocence. The class field trip was completely ruined by altar boys. The class field trip was completely ruined by a beach wave. Oh, well, yeah, we know
you
what.
You gotta give it to the incest. You gotta give it to incest.
What's the next superhero?
Jafar.
Well, I guess don't pick Jafar.
This is it, everybody.
This is great.
Yep.
What? What's it?
Just read them.
Read.
Read. Come on.
Oh, okay. The scribbling corpse of Larry King, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and Jafar. I'm going to go with Bill Nye, though.
Bill Nye Science Guy. Been saving that one literally from the beginning. Everybody knows Bill's going to rule the world.
Blank would be woefully incomplete without blank.
There we go. Get rid of those two cards.
Get rid of those two cards.
That thing that electrocutes your abs would be woefully incomplete without Domino's Oreo dessert pizza. Insatiable bloodlust would be woefully incomplete without ripping into a man's chest and pulling out his still beating heart. My God. A sad hand job would be woefully incomplete without coughing into a vagina. Oh, man. I'm going with the sad hand job.
Yeah! I am the Kanza. My new favorite porn star is Joey Blank McGee. Joey Blank McGee.
The perfect one.
My new favorite porn star is Joey, the invisible hand McGee. Joey, the deformed McGee. And Joey, the Make-A-Wish Foundation McGee.
Yeah. God yeah, damn
it. Baldi.
I thought the invisible hand was the one.
That was good. That was good. He came in with Make-A-Wish.
They call me the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I like how this is the next question.
Why am I sticky? Why am I sticky? Nubile slave boys. Why am I sticky? A falcon with a cap on his head. Why am I sticky? Hunting accidents. I don't think any of these
going for the ironic one. That's not really. Yep. Damn. Should have gone with the falcon.
Nubile slave boys was close.
When I was dripping on acid, Blank turned into Blank.
I'll try those two. We'll see how that goes.
Alright, hold on. Google was asking if I was still there. Oh, never mind. People aren't ready. When I was tripping acid, basic human decency turned into catastrophic urethra trauma. Being on fire turned into passing a kidney stone, finger painting turned into a miracle of child.
Damn it, Paula Deen! Fuck you!
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
Blank
here we go.
Plus blank equals blank. That is wide open for you.
That's a good one right there.
Well, excuse me, Judge Reinhold.
Making a pouty face plus jerking off into a pool of children's tears equals a death rate. Estrogen plus a robust mongoloid equals Hillary Clinton's death stare. intelligent design plus living in a trash can equals the sound.
Yeah! That was just, it was too good. It's too intelligent,
that was,
if you will.
Perfect.
I'm the Kyadza. Coming to Broadway this season, Blank, the musical. What musical is coming, guys, this season? Coming to Broadway this season, Oncoming Traffic, the musical. Flavored Condoms, the musical. Dying, the musical.
Oncoming Traffic. Damn it, Terry, you piece of shit.
It's See like, what I mean? This game is like when you think you have the perfect card and then you play it, you're like, oh, this is definitely going to win. Then there's someone else with an even more perfect card.
Due to a PR fiasco, Walmart no longer offers Blank. Due to a PR fiasco, Walmart no longer offers a good snip. Walmart no longer offers Fuck Mountain. Walmart no longer offers Go to Fuck Mountain. Ah!
Yeah!
Ah, you killed the game,
that
there.
Means I win.
It was too good. It was too good.
Yeah. You stopped playing? Or
yes, no, we're done. We're done. That's the end of the podcast. So, it was 2 hours. Yeah, that went by real quick. So thank you everybody for coming to the podcast. Huge thanks to Joe. You're the only one that donated the whole time, but thank you very much for that. It helps us out a lot. It'll get us more equipment to have a fun time.
Everyone's screaming to answer Twitter questions. Did we even get Twitter questions?
We did get a few, but we didn't even get around to it. I figured we'd go to that if we had a down moment. We didn't have a down moment.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, everybody, or whatever.
Yep, hope you have a happy holidays, whatever you do. Yep, we're going to go do something, I don't know.
Battle Duty, Grand Theft Auto.
Battle Duty.
Those are both games.
Auto. Yes. Ryan is just naming stuff. So thank you very much for coming to the podcast. It was fun. I think we stayed a little bit more on topic, even if we did play a game. I think that was a lot of fun.
Well, we had just the one topic of what
you
we
can,
liked.
Well, yeah, but you can't tell me it wasn't funny as hell.
Yeah, no, it was good. So if you guys like the podcast, make sure to watch it on YouTube because it's going up there tomorrow. And give it a thumbs up. Leave a sexy comment.
Like, comment, subscribe, you know.
Do all that
share
stuff.
It.
Put it, player,
put it,
post
put it up on Twitter.
Yep. You can follow us on Twitter as well. Here's R3. Alex, he's no longer here. I think it's Hey Bunchies, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Hey Bunchies, at Hey Bunchies to follow Alex. He's not in that little list right there. But we'll remember him next time. He's just kind of boop, just away. Anyways, thanks again. We'll see you guys next week. Well,
bye,
guys. See you. We'll talk to you next week.
We will not be seeing anybody.
No. We're sleeping. Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Bye.